We are continuing on Shiurim on the Nekudat Kesef. We are now on Daf, page 217. Continuing with the Inyan of the Kafot. So, we spoke about already two different Kavanot of the Kafot, which all brought down the Sefer Yareim. And now, this is the third one. Kavanah Shlishia Muvenet Muvat Be'etz Chayim Ve'od Mekomot. When Avah Atali Va'er, Et seder akavana agimol akafot ateva. Now we're going to discuss the three akafot that we do. Ketav Rav et chayim shaklalim dush alev zeloshon kotshov ze sod zayin akafot ki hem sod malchut. The seven akafot that we do are kineged the malchut. Sheesh ba aklalut zayin akafot because there are zayin akafot. והאגב מאגב שהקטע יוצא מאור מקיף אלא זאת שבו עצמו, because we know from the gar שבקטר, because the keter you can subdivide into 10 spheres, so you have the gar, the keter, what comes out there is or makif, and where does it go to? So the gar, the keter, will produce a or makif, which will go to the zayin tachtonim shebo, of its own zayin tachtonim. Now, from the Zayin Tachton of the Keter, it's going to go further on, this Om Makif, it's going to create an Om Makif Hasheni. And it's going to go to the Gar of the Chochma. And from the Gar of the Chochma, it's going to create a new Yetzah Om Makif Shlishi, and a Zayin Tachton Ishabo. And it's going to continue this process, going from the Gar to the Vak, the Gar to the Vak, Gar to the Vak, all the way down, from the Gar to the Vak, of Keter, the Gal and the Vak of Chochma, Gal and the Vak of Bina. And then he continues, Zayin Tachton Shabbat, Umezad Shal Chochma, Yetzah Or Makif Revi, the Gal Shabbat Bina, the Gal, Umezad Shabbat Bina, Yetzah Or Makif Chamishi, Lezad Shabbat, Umezad Shabbat Yotzeh Or Makif Vav, Levak, Umezavak Yotzeh Or Makif Zayin, El Malchut, וכולנו נכללים במלכות, and all this Zayin Makif will be נכלל in מלכות. ולכן הזיין מקיף הוא רומזים במלכות. And he explains, וכן כתב הדר זה בשעה הקדמות, דף למתץ, עמוד א', מדוש סוד, השבע הקפות, ואין שם. נמצאנו למיתים. From this we learn, מכוונה זו שאנו ממשיכים בשעת, הקפות, בשבעת הקפות, אורות מקיפים מפרצוף האצילות, מזה לזה, עד שכל מקיפים מגיעים בהקפה שביעית למלכות. So we learn from here that this המשך of the זין הקפות, the אורות, or the מקיפים there from the פרצופים האצילות, they go all the way down, אשכול מקיפים מגיעים על ההקפה שביעית למלכות. Until all of them reach the seventh מקיף of to enter into Malchut. And we have a sort of a diagram over here on page 217. So we go. So let's start with the Kafa Rishona. Nimshach, where does it come from? The Or Makif Migar the Keter Lezat the Keter. So the first Makif is going to be produced by the Gar of Keter, and this Makif, it's going to be sent down to the Zat, the Keter. That's Makif Rishon. Makif Sheni is Nimshach or Makif Mizat, the Keter. Ve'imo Nimshach or Makif, the Gal, the Keter. Le Gal, the Abba, Ve'ima. So, from the O Makif, which was produced by the Zayin Tachtonim. Sorry, let's go again. We originally had a Makif, which was produced by the Gal and sent over to the Zat. Now, the Or Makif Mizad the Keter is going to go down now with, as well, another Makif of the Gal the Keter. So even though I gave it over to the Zat, it seems to be that it got refurbished. It got a new Makif. So the Or Makif, let's start again. So the Or Makif of the Gal is sent over to the Zat. So you think now the Gal has no more Makif. No, the truth is as soon as it gives over the Makif, it gets replenished with a new Makif. So now when we go to Akafa Shniyah, The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be sent all to the Gar of Abba Ima, because we start from Keter. Keter is Arich. So the Arich had two makivim, one by his Keter, one by his Zat. And all those two makivim are going to go now to the Gar of Abba Ima. Now, let's start again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Gar, the Abba Ima, which has a makiv inside of him. V'imo nimshacha o makiv de zad de keter, v'gal de keter. And then all those three now are going to go down to the zad abav ima. Akafa rivim. That's going to be the zad abav ima. And also the gal de abav ima, v'zad de keter, v'gal de keter, v'gal de yasut. And again, this all compounded makifim are coming down. So we ended off with having a gar in Yasut. So in Hakafa Chamishi, you're going to have the gar de Yasut with both the Omakiv, the Zad de Abavim, and the gar de Abavim, the Zad and the gar of Keter, and all that's going to go to the Zad of Yasut. Hakafa Shishit, you're going to have the Zad de Yasut. You're going to have the gar and the Zad. The Gar of Yasut, sorry, and the Yas, we had originally the sent over, actually it's a mistake over here, it should be actually the Gar, the Yasut, that was, sorry, in Hakafa, it's a bit complicated, the Hakafa of the Revi'i went to the Gar, the Yasut, the Hakafa Chamishi went to the Zat, the Yasut. So at this point, you have both the, when we're doing now the Hakafa Shishit, you're going to have the Gar and the Zat of Yasut, the Gar, the Gar and the Zat of Abavima, you got the Gar, the Zat, the Keta, all going to the Zat Datsilut. Now, when you do a Kafa Shvi'it, you're going to have the O Makiv of the Zat Datsilut, you're going to have the O Makiv of the Gar and the Zat of Yasud, the Gar and the Zat of Abavima, the Gar and the Zat of Keter, all going to Atsilut. Now, after שהבנו את הכוונה הזו, נראה את סדר הכוונה כפי המובא בסדר הקדוש. Okay, so that's all the theory behind it. Now let's see it actually in the diagram of the Rashash. So the first thing we see is, he says, the Rashash, Chav elam shiro'o makiv migar im naranchi, im nachi, sorry, nachi de yechida le zayin tachtonim de zat. The keta. So you have to be mamshir, again, as we said, the omakif from the gal to the zat of keter. So you find a picture of the keter chokhma bina. That's the gal. And that's all going to go down to the zat of keter. The next akafa is akafa shniya. Ichav elamshir the omakif mizat de keter, because we found it already in the zat. Ner di yechida. Because we're dealing with the Keter. Now we're dealing with the Ner. Now it's the Nefesh Chaim, and Nefesh Ruach, which represents the Vat, Zat. Lamshicha mimnachi, the Yechida legal de Abim. So not only the Ner, the Yechida, the Nachi, the Yechida, that means that not only the Vak of Keter, the Gav Keter is also going to go down. Both of those are going to go down to the Gav, the Abavim, and then we find the entire Esses Fils of Keter, and unfortunately we don't see the Kelim over here, but it should be with the Kelim of Abav Ima. And then he doesn't bother going on the words, because it's the same system repeating itself over and over, just compound it. Okay, good. So that was Kavanah Shlishi. Ad Kan Kavanah Shlishi of the Kafot Shlishi. Now we're going to continue with the final Kavanah that we find in Kitav Arizal of the Kafot. Kavanah Dalet Muvaad B'Sidur. Od Matzim Sidur Kavanah Dalet V'Yim Shlich Makif Me'o Chozer Mechagat Nahim. Diza Shuhu Shem Eke Binikud Chagat Naim. There are people Chagat Naim de Nukva Shem Aviad Nikud Chagat Naim. So it's a completely different new Kavanah altogether. Omikor Kavanah Zu, it's Shah Kavanah Dushvav, Damidav, And also Beis Chaim Shaar Zam Shaar Yuzayim. And Kavat Ma'al Al Hashem Sassom BePitach Anayi Ma'u Mekor Kavanazu Kodem Tefila Hakafa VeNishar BeTzarchi. And where's exactly where did the Shakavana get this from? Where's the Mekor? How does it fit into Tefila BeTzarchi? So now let's go through this. Let's define and understand this this Kavana properly. Your mom is more, so the Rishash is as follows. Before you start, you say Mizmor Elokim Chonenu. Shemozayim Pesukim Leumat Achav Sharinin Kol Zinavi Etzed Hakavanot Mitzvah Kadosh Halach Lemaaseh. Oh, so now that we've seen all that, the four different Kavanot over here, we didn't actually go into the last Kavanot very much, but hopefully he will do that for us going further onward. So let's see over here. So Seder Hakafot Teva. So this is what the Rishash says in a nutshell. Your mom is Malukim Choneinu. So this is like a revision of what we've seen so far. First thing you start off, you say the pasuk of Elokim Choneinu Vivarechenu Yael Pane Vitanu Sela Ladad Baris Dakecha V'Chol Yoshevecha V'Chulu V'Chulu. The Shabbat Zayim Psukim. There you find Zayim Psukim. Lumat Zayim Psukim Chesed Al Machut. So the Zayim Psukim are connected to the Sifirot of Chesed Al Machut. Now, whilst you're saying that Yakiv Zayin Hakafot Et Teva Shiyisod Nukva, you're going around the Teva. Why are you going around the Teva? Because you're giving Koach to Nukva, because we're building up Nukva in order to make Zivuk Zayim. Don't forget also to bring your neshama there, because you want also koach. So this is what you say. Very simple. I'm coming here to be makiv the shefa hakafod leteva, to bring down shefa lahamshich or makiv tzadenu. Betzel kenafecha tzirenu masiyadenu konena alenu masiyadenu. And then as you're going through the hakafa, you say yehi ratzon, like we do in Simchat Torah and Hoshana Rabba, yehi ratzon b'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu. Now with this, the koach sigulat hakafa rishona shekineged hapasuk elokinu yuchonim v'yehi panu v'tenu sela yamshir o makiv the chesed. The first one is chesed. You bring down chesed because it's only seven, so it's chesed the malchut. First is chesed el malchut nugvat kadisha, which is represented by the teva. V'ala yechdav yakiv otanu mikol tzadenu v'yir sham. And then obviously you bring the Avkitat, so Yosef Rashi to Pasuk, Ana B'chuan, Gidula, Yivna Tatsit Tiva. So those are two Pasukim you say. And then you say, Yich Hasir Adonai Eloheinu, Aleinu Kasher Yechanu Lach. Nusachre Yichamad Amshich O'o, Makiv Megar, Im Nachid Yechida Lezad Keteh. Again, that's another Yechud, that's what we saw beforehand. There are multiple Kavanot over here, different Kavanot for the Hakafah. So this Nusach HaChed that he has in brackets, the Rashash, is actually explaining to us a new, completely different Kavanah in the Hakafah. That's to be Mamshech, the Makif Megah, that's what we just did, that's number three. That was Hakafah Shlishi, the Gar of Keter to the Zat of Keter. Okay. Ad Kan Hakafah Rishona. Now is a kafah shniyah. Yehi ratzon b'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu shebekoach sigulat hakafah shniyah shekineged hapasuk lada'at ba'ar zakecha v'chol goyim shvateicha. You're going to say that pasuk? Yamshich o makiv de gvura dezad sfira shniyah in our account to who? To the malchut. The gvura kadosha alai yachdav Arda Yakiv, and with me as well, you include yourself together, some shefa as well. Yakiv otanu, because of the Yisham, and then also you read the second pasuk. Vana bekoach ra satan. You see, Rosh Hashanah, kabed inat mechas agvin tadin noda. Those two pasukim, and another pasuk. Orera ed gvotecha olcha lishuata lano. And nusach acher, mezadiket yotze o makiv el gal duchochma. Ad kan, akva shniya, akva shlishit. בהמשך הוא אמר, כי דתפארת אל מלכות, נוגמה כתושה ועלה ירדיו, יקיב אותנו מכוס תדה וישם. נאי גיבור דורשי וחותיך כבבת שומרם, תיתן לראשיך לבדכן, עטרת תפארת תמגניך. נשחרר, מגד חוכמה יוציא או מקיב לזד דילי. So now, you finish up with the keter. You brought from the gal the keter to the zad the keter. You brought from the gal the zad the keter to the gal the chokhma. And now you bring from the gal the chokhma to the zad delay. That's a kava shlishit. So ad kan, a kava shlishit. Now, a kava dalit. Again, saying the nusach again, yiratzon. And you, now you're going to bring the pasuk, yismuchu viranenu leumim. As we know. And this is going to be connected, the netzach that you're bringing down to Mikvah Kadisha, including your own neshama. And as well, the second pasuk you're saying is, Rabbanu Bekoach, is Barachem Tarem Rachamit Sikratecha Tamin Gomblem. And then another pasuk, Todieini Orach Hayim Seva Shemachot Et Panecha Neimu Beminecha Netzach. Okay, ad kan. Now the second kavana you're going to have in a kavah dalet is mezad chokma ligad bina. Very simple. Ad kan a kavah dalet, and we do now a kavah chamishit. Here at home, if any Hashem will give me tenus, go be kuach kavah chamishit. You can get a pasuk yodu chamim lukim, yodu chamim kulam. And what are you doing? You're bringing the hod of zad to the malchut, ishtabash shemo, and your neshama as well. And you bring the pasuk of Chasin Kadosh Baruch to Vuchana Hel Adadecha. That's one pasuk. The second pasuk of Arab Koach is going to be Gadol. That's Arab Koach. And then finally, Gadol Kvodo Bishuatecha Hod Vadav Teshave Alav. That's one kavanah. The second kavanah is Megal Debina, the Zad Debina. Very good. Now, Akafa Shishit. You say, start saying Hiratzon. You bring him down over here in Shishit Ratzon. You're going to bring down the Yesod to the Malchut. But you're going to say the Pasuk, Eretz Natan Yivula, Yivarechin Elokim Eloheinu. And then you bring out a Pekoach, as Yachin, Ge'er Pehne Pehne Zochrei Kedushatecha, with the Pasuk, Nisipa, Vigam Kalatan Navshin Chatzot Adonai, Libiv Sari Yeran Elchai. That's the first Kavanah in Hakafa Shishit. And then you're going to bring down the next nusach of Mezad Divina Levag Divina. And finally, the Adkan Akafa Shishit. Finally, the last Akafa that you're going to do for that morning is Akafa Shviit. Hiratzon. And then you're going to say Yivarchin Okim, Yochoneinu, Yivarchin Er. Sorry. Yivarchin Okim, Viru Oto Akol Otze Aretz. And then you can say that of Koach Shabbatin Kabishma second in Utenu to Mot. And in the other Pasuk, Lecha Hashem, Gdula B'Gubal Tifeh V'an Nisab Ahon, Ki Chol Bo Shemayim V'aretz, Lecha Hashem, Amamcha V'amitase Lechol Orosh. That's one Kavanah, very simple Kavanah. And the second Kavanah you're going to have in this particular Akafah is Mezad Yotzeh Me'omakim L'malchu V'kulam Nechlalim Bad. You're going to send everything now, all the Akafah, the Koach, to Malchut. To Malchut, Tabach Shemol Ad. Okay, beautiful. Okay, so that's it. Adkan the Akafot, and now we're on page 224. We're flying here. Sele Kavanot Kaliot Letifila. V'achar Shelamad V'Dina Akafot Imshal Chalad V'Limud Seder Sidur Hakadosh. So as we're going concisely through the pages of the Sidur, one page after another page, slowly but surely, there's hundreds of pages of the Sidur, but Baruch Hashem, we're going slowly but surely, concisely understanding every page, but Omek Devarim. So he says as follows, V'hene v'Sidur HaKadosh, Daf Samach Aleph, on the bed, Matzim HaKavana Elu. So we find this particular Kavana. B'Tfilat Arvit, he says, Yichavim Detaken, Mita Shleima Be'echal Kodesh Chalim B'Briah, Ad Yaakov, Ad Yaakov. בתחילת תפילה שאחיד עד ישתבח, וכוון לקיים מצוות עשה ליראה את השם יברך. Okay, I think what we're going to do, instead of continuing with this page 224, it seems to be a little bit out of place because it seems to be further on in the Siddur. I don't know what particularly, why he's brought this over here. What I prefer to do is actually 225. That's actually a continuation. So let's skip 224 and bring that, we'll get back to that page. So 225 is actually a continuation of the Siddur. This is the continuation with Shachrit. Now, Shachrit. He was actually talking about Arvit on that page, but okay. Now, Shachrit. Now, the first important rule that the Arizal keeps on telling us and mentioning it was in Shach Kavanot and also in the Siddur Hashash is Yikabel Alav Mitzvot Va'avat Va'avta Liracha Kamocha Va'avta Liracha Kamocha V'yarev Kol Echad Mi'Yisrael K'Nafsho Kedi Shtale Tvilato Kalula Mikulam V'chein Kol Drachav Yishtafef et kulam imo v'itzta'er b'tzaram. So very important to understand what's going on over here. He's telling us an interesting rule over here. And that is that you have to have a common bond with all people. Well, now why is that? Why is he telling us that you're mishtatef in the simcha, mishtatef in the tzar? What does it have to do with prayer? Well, the truth of the matter is that we know there's a halakha that you need 10 people to pray. Why do you need 10 people to pray? Why can't you just pray by yourself? The truth is because you need koach in your prayer. I think we said this a few times. You need koach, you need strength. And the strength is in numbers, as we know. The Rizag is an emotional. Actually, the Zohar is a marshal of a person hitting something with a stick. And then every time he hits the thing, he hits the rock with the stick breaks. Stick breaks. So what does he do? He takes quite a few different amount of sticks, 10 sticks, bonds them all together, and all of a sudden he finds that the sticks don't break. The answer is, what happened? What changed? Because the strength is in numbers. Same thing can be also in the world of Ruchnis. When somebody sends up a prayer to Hashem Yisbarach, it's fine and good. But if it's compounded with multiple people praying at the same time, the koach is multiplied and amplified much stronger, and therefore a person has to consider himself as one of Klal Yisrael and sort of be mochel one to the other in order to have this union, this achdus between them in order to empower your prayer. That's the first halakha. So the second one, pitgam or point that the Arizal brings down, you make yourself as an eved to Hashem Yisbarach. You like kiviyochol by a king. You pledge your alliance to Hashem Yisbarach. That empowers you, become part and parcel of the kingdom. And obviously that allows you to many benefits of protection and so on and so forth. So we as well, we start the prayer by annulling ourselves. Says, we are not important, you are important, or your service to us is everything. And therefore we subjugate ourselves to the higher powers. And by doing that, including ourselves in this tremendous power, having access to the power. And therefore, Navoa Tali Vaer, B'zot Hashem et Kavanats, אלו שבאותם מכוונים לכל אורך התפילה והנה מקור כוונות אלו הם מגיעים לנו כמו מהזוהר הקדוש ביו הכוונה הראשונה שבזוהר הקדוש נתחיל מהמקור הראשון שבזוהר הקדוש והזוהר הקדוש פרש ויקל ועדו נשון מקודשו הזוהר הקדוש מייבוא המתוק מדבש כאן ועלה איתי פקודי אורייתא דינון קיימים במילה. מכאן ועלה יש מצוות התורה, מצוות התורה, שם עומדים לקיים דיבור של תפילה. So we are approaching תפילה with the first mitzvah, says the Zohar. First mitzvah is the mitzvah to connect with Hashem through תפילה. כמה דקיימים בעובדה כמו שהם עומדות לקיימם במעשה. והם שש מצוות עומדות לקיימם גם כן בדיבור התפילה ומפרש באופן קיומה ומעשה. So there's multiple מצוות that we do. First mitzvah is the יראה את השם הנכבד והנורא. להוכיח תמיד יראת השם על פיו ומעשה ונגלה ונסתר. Second one is להוכיח עצמו לעבד קדוש ברוך הוא בכל עת. Third one is לברך אותו בכל עת. קיום המצווה באכילתו בכל הנעתו, לירדו יחד, זאת אומרת, שם יתקדש ברוך הוא, ולא יעשה בלבו לעבוד זולתו. חמישה דלסמון יברך, יברך הכהן את העם מקדש בעת עבודה. And the sixth mitzvah that Zohar brings down is יהיה מוכן למסור נפשו, נשמתו פה ממש בעת הנכון. ואתה מפרש באופן קיומו הברור בדיבו בעת תפילה ואמר, ואלו שיש מצוות עומדות לקיימה גם בשעת דיבורי תפילה, חוץ משם מצוות עומדות לקיימה במעשה לפני, לפני התפילה כגון ציצית וטלית.
So he continues onward to explain. V'amar mitzvah echad. So again, we have the six mitzvot that the Zohar Kadosh brings down. The first mitzvah, liray et Hashem, pikudu da de kaima bilin, bilin, tush barchan da amar David malka, mitzvah zu omedet lekaim bishirot tishborot, shamar David amelech bepsuki de zimra. So by saying psuki de zimra, you are actually making the first mitzvah of the Zohar, which is liray et Hashem. באותם הקורבנות שבתורה שאומרים לפני פסוק דזמרה, שאם צריך אדם להוריד את עצמו ליראה לפני הקורבנו כל זמן שעוסק בהם, לפי שאלו השירים מושרשים במקום המלכות נקרא יראה, כי אם מזמרת תמיד מצד בחינת הדין שבא, ששם סוד השירים כמו שהלווים המשרים מצד הגבורה. וכן באלו הללוקז בפסוקי דזמרה שם סוד יראת של הקדוש ברוך הוא, כי כשהאדם מזכיר את נורתיו ומעשיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, משבחים הנבראים, משבחים לו, נכנס יראת השם בליבו, וצריך אדם לשים את רצונו באותו השירים ויראה. וכבר ביארנו חברים את כל הסודות השירים תשבחו בכל הסודות של הלוויה. That's all mitzvah אחת. The second mitzvah that the Zohar brings down that a person should incorporate in his tefillah is the Zohar says כיוון דמתי בנש להשתבח. When you get להשתבח, כיוון שמגיע אדם להשתבח, וזוהר says, ישים את רצונו לברך הקדוש ברוך הוא ברצון לב, וכן יברך הקדוש ברוך הוא כגון בביקת יוצר אור. So both in יוצר אור and יסבח comes a new mitzvah. וכן כשאומר יוצר המאורות, also in ערבית, you find the same mitzvah over there. נודע שהאור הוא סוד החסד, והחושר הוא סוד הגבורה, שהוא סוד עירה בפסוקי זמרה, ואתה בברך הזוג גם חושך נהפך לאור. So it's a mitzvah of experiencing Hashem b'simcha. V'atav achar, now we're on page 226. V'atav achar shkivah d'yored yirah b'bracha. Tzalik l'oreh et atzmo l'mitzvah shlishi. Now this is going to be the third mitzvah out of the six that the Zohar mentions. Shu le'avah oto ki avah klula b'chesed gevura. So the way he explains, the first one's yira, second one's bracha, you give a yotzer or, you're giving a bracha to Hashem, and the third one is avah, love for Hashem. Ki b'avah klula b'chesed gevura, b'tchilata min asmo mistayemet b'yamin. Ba'ainu, הזוהר says, כשהגיע אדם לברכה בכלל אהבת עולם, צריך האדם להורי עצמו לבאהבת השם. והזו נמשכת גם אחרי היוחד כשמע שאומרים, והגם שנוסע הברכה הזו באהבת עולם, אהבתנו השם אלוקינו, ולא נזכר אבותינו הקדוש ברוך הוא. המצב שהאדם זוכה באהבה הקדוש ברוך הוא עלינו, וזה עורר בליבו לאוהב אותו. וזה שמה, and this is what the pasuk says, עבודה הזו עשה איזשהו סוד של אהבה הקדוש ברוך הוא, כבר ביאנו חברים את סוד אהבה. אוקיי, so that's מצווה שלישי, מצווה דלת.
Moving on to the מצווה דלת, and the מצווה דלת לאחד לסת זוהר, לאחד אותו כשאומר שמה ישראל השם לא כאילו שם אחד. That's the fourth מצווה of the זוהר, ואמר ואחר חמי כמרם זה, ייחודה קדושה בריחו, כי כאן פסוק זה נמצא בסוד ייחודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא.
ליחדה שמי ברוטה דליבה דקה חזה, ליחד שמו שסוד מלכות עם זה ברצון הלב. And this is an often, we often make this yichud in different formats, but it's always trying to bring together זה ונוקפה. And the Zohar continues, ומשם ועלה זכירת יציאת מצרים. You have to remember יציאת מצרים, שהוא מצווה להזכיר את יציאת מצרים, והיא למעלה ממש מצוות הנזכר שם, ובאת למלכות כלקמן. אז אם מצרים הוא בבינה, ולא נזכר כאן, אלא דרך אגב, לפי שעסק במצווה. Okay. That was אגב. Now, מצווה hey, two more מצוות, hey and vav. So hey is, לברכה כהנה. So the Zohar says, לברך הכהן את העם. That's another mitzvah. כדי שעל ידי זה יכלל כל ישראל אחד. כי על ידי ביקת כהנים נכללים נשמות כל ישראל אחד. Because of the fact that כהנים bring together, that they say the ביקת הכהנים, they bring all כלל ישראל together. Again, we spoke about the strength in numbers. ואז זו הזמן שביקת יכולו עליה. That's when the ברכה falls on top of them. בשעה שמקבלים את הברכה למעלה, כי עניין ברכה ביקת כהנים היא להוריד ערד יוד גימו מידות רחמים. The reason בקבלה, the reason what's happening is in ביקת כהנים we bring that יוד גימו מידות רחמים down to the people. From הריר, from the תשע תיקון הדיקנה דזה, we bring them all the way down, and that's quite a very strong, healthy ברכה. ועוד מוכים ועוד גדולים משפעים למעט בשעת ביקת כהנים. And then, כי בשעה שיהיה הכנסת גדולה של שכינה מקבלת ברכות, והיינו בתיבת שלום מקבלת שכינה שפע אור מהבינה. ואז יש עד רצון שחולו הברכות שמברכים הכהנים. And then at that point, there's עד רצון in order to convene those ברכות to the various people who are listening to that mitzvah. Now, the last and final mitzvah is limsol nafshe legabe. Limsol nafshe elav limita b'shat nifilat apayim. Nifilat apayim, we know that's the inyan of going into the as kibyoch kodesh kodashim. You fall down, going down, all the way down into the klipot and coming back up and going to the greatest heights. וצריך לברר, להוריד את נפשו למטה במקום הקליפות כדי להוציא לברר משם את נוציא ניצוצי הקדישים. You bring down the highest, the strongest ניצוצים הקדושים. דלתת לו נשמתו ברצון לב. In order to give the רצון הלב. כי צריך לשתף את הענרן שלו עם ברורים להכניסם לסוד נקבה דזה דצלות. And you bring your own in some as well, as we know. כשנופלים על פנים, ואז יכוון את דיבו ברצונו אליו, יפסול לו את נפשו ברצון שלם. אבל כשאדם מגיע לאלו על מקומו, צריך לכוון בהם לקיים את שש מצוות אלו. So Zohar continues, says, when a person comes to these different places, Shema Yisrael, Nifilat Apayim, and so on and so forth, a person has to mechaven on these particular six mitzvot that the Zohar speaks about. צריך לכוון בליבו רצונו להשים מצוות זו תלוי בעניין ההוא. כשהגיע לראש כל פרק ופרק יעורר בכוונת מצוות נרמז באותו פרק, ואחר כך חברן את כוונת המילות. First you think in general of the six mitzvot, and then you think more in particular to the meaning of the words. ואז מזכירים עליו ואומרים, then in Shemayim they say on him, שעל ידו ניתנים אבק דזר. או מילה תתפאר היא כמו הצטעף בסוד שנפים. בא רבי אבא מנשק רבי יוסי. Okay, that's עד כאן ללשון of the Zohar. So we see that this is the מקור. He says, הרי לנו למקור מהזוהר כזו שלכם מצוות. אלו בתפילה כמו שמביא בצדו הקדמה דלאל מה יכוון בכל קטן בתפילה ואיזו מצווה. או בסידורים ובא בראש עמודים במשך התפילה וכוון האלו למען יזכור המכוון לכוונם במשך התפילה. So we'll see at the top, if you take out the Siddur Rashash for a minute, you'll see at the top of the Rashash, you'll see that these various mentionings are actually mentioned. Eved Hashem, and that we spoke about Yirat Hashem,
Kel Adnot, and so on and so forth. As you're proceeding, these little bits and pieces are being thrown just to remind you of those six mitzvot that are connected to various parts of the tefillah. And as we're continuing here in the Kudus Kesef, we find that, and also in the Siddur Hashash, we'll find again a reference in the Siddur Hashash to the above, just at the top line. As you're flipping through the page, you'll find different names again. Kisei Avram, you'll find Shulchan David, Menorat Yitzchak. What are all these references? What does it have to do with anything? Eved, Eved Aleph, Eved Sheni, Eved Shlishi. Again, this is all references to these particular Zohars over here. So I'll just read you the kit over here on page 231. Nimseinu lemedim edivik kosho shel Zohar Kadosh tzelech lacham v'tfilah leamshich et shchina dalit dvarim. So you always have to concentrate. We're building up nukva the entire time. The shchina with dalit things, four things, dalit dvarim. She'em arat el yonod. These are special lights from on high. Nikrai b'shem Mate, one. Shulchan, two. Kise, number three. Menorah, number four. So look on top, you'll find all those mentions over there. And then, ve'eviam rabinu rashash be'akdamot de'er, ve'tzelech l'chamen be'meshach tefillah be'akdamot anizkar, ve'al ken eviam kemat be'kol amud b'sidur evonu b'kitzur. So in every amud, kemat, you'll find either it's a Shulchan David, or kiseh, or lirat Hashem, eved echad, eved sheni, eved shlishi. As I'm just flipping over the page, you'll see that you're flipping as well. You'll be seeing all these references back and forth. Again, these are just ways of to be masked pieces of Zohar, which are have the ability to bring down special lights to build up Nukva. So let's continue. And he says, "Zeh shekadav shulchan David." I know. La'aso bechinat shulchan leshchina alidei zmirot shetiken David the Melech. So the shulchan David is referred to David the Melech, and David is David the Melech through the pesuk de Zimra. You're building a shulchan for the shchina, and then it says. כתב בשם שם כיסא אברהם, זה עושה בעצם כיסא אברהם, אתה לא עושה את כיסא לשכינה, זה על ידי החסד שמעורר בכל בוקר הנקרא אברהם. It's also Kisei Avraham is a reference to Avraham Mavinu's Chesed, and you're building that Kisei, which is the Chesed for the Shekhinah every morning. And also, there's a reference to Menorah Yitzchak. Danu Lasod Menorah LeShekhinah Alid Yitzchak. So that there are all the references over there. So if you have a pen handy, I would tell you it would be a good idea to outline to miracle reference. So this is a very nice kitzur of everything we read so far, with the menorah, the kiseh, of all that, of those pieces of Zohar. Okay, so now we're going to continue in the Kudat Kesef on page 232. Kavanat Avad Yisrael b'chashivuta kodem tefila, kodem she'adam yisdeh tefilato b'bet kneset. And then he says, "Nilmad mikan shadam kore b'tfilat tzeler l'da'achet im klal Yisrael." V'chen imar me'azman l'ze shu akodem akida davka shu adam nikra kodem tfilah b'kat ha'shachah tali tfilin. Hema v'chal ha'tikun ha'chitzoniyut ha'olam ha'shenitkan rak b'mkomo. פרשת עקידה וילך מתחיל תיקון פנים יותר עולמות מעלים מהם את החיצון עם עולמות חיים הזמן של קודם תפילה כדי לקבל את עצמו מצוות ועבד ריח כמוך שהוא קודם תפילה and then the Rashash continues he says קודם שיתחיל לתפילה לקבל עליו מצוות ריח כמוך now page 233 this is going to be a new kavana completely and this is going to be the kavana of the Merkava special holy chariot Ata nimsham b'sid ha-kadosh b'kavanat merkava. Hinei b'kor ha-kavana hazu hu b'shah ruach ha-kodesh yichud chaf alef shesh gam mivi gimel yichudim shisha kavanot kelashon kodsho sham. Shan kavana v'ze loshon kodsho v'chaven. And this is what the Rashash the Rav Chaim Itam Mishdav Hashem Arizal in shah ruach ha-kodesh yichud chaf alef. Chaven Adam Tamid, this is what the Arizal says, Ech Hu Nivra. A person to always consider where and how he's been born, created. Nase B'Tzelem Elokim, that he was created in the image of Hashem. Ve'inin Hu, Ki Yesh Ba'Adam HaTachton Pinim Yud V'Chitzon Yud. A person is made out of the interior and exterior. Digmato Adam Elyon, like the Adam Elyon. Spiritual Adam. Vine bipnimiyutu hem amochim, achitunyutu basar Adam. Vine bichinat amochim, amispashtim bekol guf, kenoda hu remez tzelem avaya ketzat. So the ispashtut of inside the group, those who call the mochim, and those havayot. Shneutu yod yud ke, and how do you do this? What's the havaya have to do with mochim bepnimiyut adam? So the havaya is spelled with yud ke vavke. So yud ke and shne mochim chub, shemorosh adam and the vav with the guf adam is pashtu b'mochim shebo. But hey, achunami atarash biyesod v'hi bat zivugo shel adam. That's what it says in Et Chaim Shai Yireach Perek Alef. Masbir inyan. So interesting enough, that's the Atel Yesus is actually a wife. Ba'omnam chitzoniut bo remez tzelem shem Elokim. Now, that's all in the pnimiut, the spashtut of the mochim, which go inside the gar and the vak of the Adam. Ba'omnam chitzoniut bo ramuz tzelem shem Elokim. The chitzoniut are shown by Elohim, not Havayas. Says Rav Chaim Vita v'shachacht inyano echi. I'm not sure what the Arizal told me, because you have to understand that such a huge amount of information that he had to absorb in such a little time of a year and 10 months is phenomenal that he remembers anything. On this particular point, he doesn't completely remember, but he does give us a remez. Abal anirani azdati yoter amiti bevaday hu. Ki arishon, well, the aleph, the echad, the aleph, who gulgolta hu aketem. Alamud kumet gimol makom gimol mochim chabad. So the aleph of Elohim represents the gulgolta, the skull, the ketem. The lamed of Elohim represents the gimol. The lamed is 30, which is 3. The 3 is sfirot chabad. The hey yam hey ketzavot kineged the 5 ketzav chesed until hod. And finally, and the yud is represented the yisod, and the mem stuma em malchut. That's the malchut. Yeah, Tarash v'yisod o anekiva bat zvugo v'zisov v'yivara Hashem v'yivara Hashem Elokim et Adam tzalmo v'tzalem Elokim. Hare shtei tzlamim, echad tzalem avaya, zu b'tzalmo b'tzalem vav shu avaya deza. So a person has two tzlamim, one inside, which is the body and the soul. And the Arizal continues, v'roi le'adam, a person is roi le'adam. It's important for a person to consider tamid l'chavem v'la'arich et atzmo ki'ilu hu madur v'kiseh el atzilut ha'kadosh. A person should understand his sanctity and how he resembles the tremendous spiritual worlds on high. So a person, not only the entire day, but specifically when he's praying to Hashem and connecting on high with the proper kavanot, then he should imagine himself as Tzelem Elokim. But if they can hold, she anohu min shemayim. And that way Hashem will answer your prayers. Once you are making yourself like for like with Hashem, then like for likes usually get along, and that's why your prayer will be answered. So
So again, I'm just going to repeat the halacha. But b'prat b'zman she'adam mitpalel hu yoter roe muchach she'chaver b'kavri al-yedei ken yochol she'yanu min ha'shamayim tikubal b'tefilato lefi she'yochal al-yedei hakavanah zo lekasher kol ha'olamot al-yedei she'tishcha v'tochol alav kedusha al-yona. So that way a person will connect on high and he will get the kedusha from the fact that he is first making the steps to get connected, and then Hashem replies by reciprocating by giving kedusha. Who mashi chaven? This is what a person has to mechaven. Yachshov shadam mechaven yachin rosho. A person starts first of all thinking about his head. V'ye kise el shem avaya b'nikud kamatz, and we know what a kamatz looks like. So you thought, if you look at your head and you imagine it, your head is made up of yud kei vav kei, special powers. And the kamat under each one of the four letters. Now, moch chokma shebo b'shem avaya b'nikud patach. And again, all of the all your varim, you imagine that they're havayas. It's just nikud that's going to change. So the keter, the ashi gugolta, is going to be kamat. The chokma, which is the right brain, is a patach. The bina b'avaya nikud tzere. Zro'o yamin ba'avaya nikud segol, zro'o sma ba'avaya nikud shva, which is gvura, what chesed gvura, gufo ba'avaya nikud cholam, which is tiferet, which is connected to guf, and then your right leg, you imagine ba'avaya nikud chirik, which is again netzach, yerech sma, your left leg, you imagine avaya nikud kubutz, which is going to be hard. And then you imagine it's a havaya b'nikud shurug b'vav. Shurug b'vav. That's going to be the shurug. The etert shebo b'avaya bilti nikud havaya, just havaya yud kevavke k'nizka b'tikun ayin. So you've transformed your physical body really into a spiritual body. So now going back to the head, now we're going to differentiate in actual the head itself. So in the head itself, you have the two ears. The two ears, we know b'shatanta. We learned that's the ears are connected the segel. Sorry, not segel, the sag. The ab is connected the eyes, the sag is connected the ears. And the sag, the avaya, the sag was going to be in yud vav dal k yud, vav alev vav, and instead of k yud, you have kk. Because the kk, why is the kk not ku? Because it's gone down to the chotem, which is the lower bechina. Now, which is actually ma. Ba'avaya zu b'gematra ozen. If you take the gematria of that, the yud vav dali k yud and vav al vav k, it's going to be gematria of ozen. Va'adek v'azu la yizke lishmo ezik dusha me'alemala b'tfilato. So maybe b'chazad Hashem you'll be zochet to hearing spiritual voices from on high, says the Yizal. Alavai, alavai, alavai. V'yechaveh shechodem shelo el avaya desag. So that sag from the ears is dropping down now into the nose area. B'kibikach ole b'gematria k'muvat zleilem b'firushu b'ola yizke l'areach kadosh, reach kadosh. And then finally you move down to your mouth. V'chaveh b'avaya desag chav bet otiyot hayotem v'chaveh shom b'motzat peh. So you mechaven on the sag, which is 63, plus the 22 letters that come out from the 22 letters which comes out from the mouth. Hashem, because Zeb Gematria, and you answer all that together, 63 and 24 is 8, and 22 is 85. Vulai Yizke, which is Gematria of Peh, by the way, and you're doing Peh, then Vulai Yizke, Moshku David Melech, Rabbah Shalom, Ruach Hashem Diber Bi. Omilato Alishoni Be'et Vilato. And that is the Peh. Ovechelat in 9, going up a stage, Shalohu.
So
As we know, the five avaya is in the one eye, five eyes in the other eye, 5 times 26, every avaya is 26, 5 times 26, is going to call, and call, because two eyes, is going to get you the gematria of ayin. Omnam yichavim b'shem behem she'em b'milo ayin, v'hu b'yitzira. ובעצירה, ומסודר בסדר המזמור בברוך שאמר, ואז יחבר חמישה הוויה שאין גמרת רעין, חמש שהם מילאו אלפים דמר, אבל יוצא יחבר באי הוויה דסג, ובעמידה אי הוויה דאב. So every time you go a further stage, we know it's tefillah split into four parts, as you're moving along to the four different parts, מכוון on these הוויות, these five avayot of the ayin in a different vowel system. So the first one's going to be the avaya normal, and then avaya the alafim, avaya the sag of the av. So it's av sag ben, all the way up. Okay. Yeah. So just to clarify again, every ayin is a formation of five avayas. Every avaya is 26. 26 is the gematria of kol. Okay, so let's continue. V'chein says at the bottom of the page 233. V'chein im alar b'shuk, even though you're going to shuk, chavim b'shtei raglav shu netzach hot. Shkim shimestakel b'enav b'eze inyan, chavim shu shtei enav hem chub. V'kniska v'kar d'ezeh, chavim kol p'chatav. So as you go, it's not only to tefillah, but you should imagine yourself the entire time as a spiritual entity. As you're just a body, your awareness, your consciousness is aware that you are a body which is filled up with a soul, with a neshama, which is attached on the high. So really, you're a kiseh kavod bekitzur. This is the kavanot be'etzim of this kavanot amerkava. In all your ways, you should know Hashem. ואין ספק כי אם יתמיד באדם לנהוג בעצמו כוונה אלו שיהיה כאחד מן המלאכים המשרתים ברקיע. And if you look at yourself as a malach which is serving Hashem, and יסיג לדעת כל אשר ירצה בפרט, you will be able to receive all what you need to receive, ובפרט אם לא יספיק ויחשוב בכל רגע ורגע ולא יפחיד מחשבה. This is a tremendous segula, is telling the Arizal, ולא יפחיד מחשבה בכל תלוי כפי עוצם כוונתו וידבקותו למעלה, ואל יליז יליז זה מנגד עיניך. So it's a very powerful kavanah that a person can have all through the day, not only through tefillah, in order to attach himself. And this is one of the sigulot, the similar sigulot we find by the Ein Od Milivado, that the tzaddikim used to use in order to protect themselves from the German army and whatever other circumstances, other stories we hear about, and has tremendous powers of shmira, because you're dovuk to Hashem. Once you're dovuk to Hashem be'etzem, nothing can happen to you. Okay, fine. We'll stop it here for now, and we'll continue next.